学中文，一边听，一边说，一边学。我是 Wendy， 小舒老师。
欢迎你继续跟我学习旧。今天我们学习旧的第二个知识点。The pattern time plus 旧 plus verb and then say something and then say了 at the end of the sentence. This pattern shows something happened early or it takes short time. Have done something as early as. For example, 老板昨天就到北京了。老板昨天就到北京了。两点上课，他一点半就已经在教室里了。两点上课，他一点半就已经在教室里了。Above two sentences, it shows the action happened very early.Or earlier than we expected. I live 10 minutes away. 还有两天就要考试了。还有两天就要考试了。These two sentences to talk about the time period is short. Just now, for examples, not really mention about the word early.早 in Chinese. But when people use this structure to say the sentence, we understand the meaning, the underlying meaning means it's really early or it's really short time. But sometimes you will hear people still say 早 with 就了 together.The structure is 早就了。For example, 我早就到了。我早就到了。我早就知道这件事情了。我早就知道这件事情了。我早就会写这个字了。我早就会写这个字了。In this situation, you will hear people also can take off 就 from the sentence. Then it turns out like, 我早到了。我早到了。我早知道这件事了。我早知道这件事了。我早会写这个字了。我早会写这个字了。Now we hear two more sentences. 你来晚了半个小时，客户早就走了。你来晚了半个小时，客户早走了。 You came here half an hour late. The client already gone. 我早就想好了，周末去香港玩。我早想好了，周末去香港玩。I already have the idea. I will go to Hong Kong for this weekend. Just now, all the examples we have le at the end of sentence. But if the situation is, it doesn't indicate happened action, le can be omitted. Le can be an optional.For example, just now we learned the sentence, 我家离公司不远，走路十分钟就到了。We also can say, 我家离公司不远，走路十分钟就到。外卖一会儿就到，我们吃完饭再打扫房间吧。外卖一会儿就到，我们吃完饭再打扫房间吧。The delivery food will be arrived soon. Let's clean up the room after finish the meal.
你们等一下，晚饭半个小时就好。你们等一下，晚饭半个小时就好。
So, all these three sentences, no le in it, because the action not really happened yet.Or it's a general situation.
好的，今天我们学习了就了。Or we say 早就了。Or we say 就 without 了。今天我们就学习到这里。下一次我们继续学习。